Well, there was nothing in the office but a couple of wooden chairs and a deal table, behind which sat a small man with a head which was even redder than mine. He said a few words to each candidate as he came up, and then he always managed to find some fault in them which would disqualify them. Getting a vacancy did not seem to be such a very easy matter after all. However, when our turn came, the little man was much more favourable to me than to any of the others, and he closed the door as we entered, so that he might have a private word with us. "This is Mr. Jabez Wilson," said my assistant, "and he is willing to fill a vacancy in the league." "And he is admirably suited for it," the other answered. "He has every requirement. I cannot recall when I have seen anything so fine." He took a step backward, cocked his head on one side, and gazed at my hair until I felt quite bashful. And suddenly he plunged forward, wrung my hand, and congratulated me warmly on my success. "It would be injustice to hesitate," said he. "You will, however, I am sure, excuse me for taking an obvious precaution."